Cokey Roberts, thanks for joining us on New York Now. We're really happy to have you. I'm sure you have a lot of fans in our audience.
Oh, I hope so. It's great to be here. Thank you, Karen.
So you come from a political family, as many people know. You've seen a lot of Washington, longtime correspondent.
A long time.
President Trump represents a real departure, it would say, it's safe to say, from past presidents.
Very safe to say.
Some New Yorkers are pretty happy with him, but a lot of people are really freaked out about what is going on in Washington. Should they be worried?
Well, it depends on what they want to see happen. If, in fact, they think that it's time for massive deregulation and tax cuts, then they shouldn't be worried. If they disagree with that, then yes. The thing that actually, Karen, worries me most is this departure from facts, the idea that facts aren't facts. And that is very worrisome, because if you can't agree that actual facts exist, then it's really impossible to make policy.
Yeah, and difficult to be a journalist in that.
It's everything about it. You know, the famous Daniel Patrick Moynihan quotation, everybody's entitled to his opinion, but you're not entitled to your facts, could not be truer, and it is not being honored in the breach.
There's also a lot of inconsistency about what the president says. So what are people to think? Because he changes his policy
all
so many times.
And actually, that does have an impact on legislation, because if Republicans don't think that he'll stick with what he said, then they don't think he has their backs. So they become even more fearful than they already are about going out on any kind of limb.
Is there an end game with President Trump? I mean, that's what people have been talking about and asking. Is it the Mueller investigation on the Russian interference?
No.
Is it Michael Cohen, his personal lawyer, you know,
no,
being
I
in a lot of trouble?
No, I think the end game is the 2020 election. And in that case, he could easily be reelected. So then it would be 2024.
So you think it's possible we could have
eight years
with him? And what makes you think that?
Well, what makes me think that is that there are a lot of people who are happy with him, and not just his base. There are some regular Republicans who have gotten more comfortable with him because they do like these policies. And I don't see any great white hope on the Democratic side, or black hope, or brown hope, or anything else. And so I think, but you know, it's far out.
Our governor, Andrew Cuomo, would like to be president. He hasn't said that, I have yeah. to make clear,
but
everything that he's
say.
Doing, that
yes.
he's acting that way, do you think that he would be somebody who would be viable?
Sure, he's viable. I mean, he's governor of a major state, well-known name. He could raise a lot of money, all of that. I'm not sure that it's wise for the Democrats to pick somebody from the coast.
He's also from Queens, right?
Well,
New Yorker
Queens is all right. But, yes, right, outer borough candidates. Mm. But I think that, you know, he certainly would be somebody who could be in the running.